This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Out in looks like some rain, boys, looks like some rain. Cloudy in the east, and looks like some rain. I'm on my long journey home. I lost all my money but a $2 bill. $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. I'm on my long journey home.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, and I'm operating from our brand newly renovated studio at Free FM 89.0 here in Hamilton. And it's a very flash studio, lots of black wall linings, lots of timber on it, and it's all set up with microphones everywhere and cameras. And the theory for the renovation is that they'll be able to do video recordings of podcasts and programs and things. You never know what might be in the future for Back Porch Bluegrass. You might do a video show one day and post that up and see how you like to see that. But in the meantime, we're just going to keep playing bluegrass the same way that we always have done. The opening track was one called Kentucky Romp from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We're all picking away there. I was playing banjo, Colleen Trenrith on fiddle, Alan Rhodes doing the guitar break, David Calder mandolin break, and Tim Trenrith, my number three son, was doing the bass break in there. And we called that tune Kentucky Romp because we went across to Kentucky to play at the IBMM Romp Festival, the River of Music Party. And I thought Kentucky Romp sounded like a great name for an instrumental. The second tune that we played was called Lost All My Money, or Long Journey Home. Long Journey Home is its proper name, and that was Billy Strings. Billy Strings did a concert in Auckland just this last week, and I went up to it, and stunningly good musicians at the concert, really good playing, and it was in a big arena. There's probably 1,500, 2,000 people there, and I just found the music to be wonderful, but Billy hardly talked at all, and that to me was a bitter disappointment because I really like hearing what people have got to say, and they can really add to the program. So I didn't introduce his song because he didn't introduce his songs either. That's a terrible thing to do. And I was just disappointed that they come all the way to New Zealand and barely said anything. He introduced the band about the last song, and I'd done some research to find out who was playing, and I knew who was doing what, but a lot of the audience probably wouldn't. Anyway, that's just the way it goes. We're going to hear some more. That was from an album called Me and Dad, and he was playing music with his dad and with most of the guys out of the Del Mercury Band, and they do a fine job on a lot of old tunes, and that's the sort of music that I like Billy Strings doing. We're going to hear from Dale Ann Bradley now. She's a wonderful singer, and this is from her album The Hard Way, that can't work out what date it came out. It's not actually mentioned on the album. She's got all sorts of people working with her. Tim Dishman on bass, Tina Adair on mandolin, Matt Ledbetter better on guitar, Michael Cleveland on fiddle, and who she got playing on guitar. Tim Dishman doing some guitar on this track. And on banjo, she's got Gina Britt. She's got a whole bunch of different players on different tracks. And this has got a neat title. You know that I like titles from songs. And this is one called Pretty Dark-Haired Emma Brown. Dale Ann Bradley.
Dark-hearted Emma Brown, her eyes were as black as the coal in the ground. All the heart she won, she couldn't love just one, or stop herself from running round. Pretty dark-hearted Emma Brown, this story I know well, it put my people through hell, about a girl that stole the heart of my brother. His love for her was true, and he thought hers was too, never thinking there might be another. But evil deeds will always be uncovered. He gave her a ring, asked her to marry in the spring, and waited close by for her reply. But he found he didn't know the one that he loved so, through her rosy lips would tell a lie. And the end of happy times were going now. Our mother worried so for the truth she didn't know, that her children she would not betray. That well-worn path she had made between a prison and a grave. Pretty dark-hearted Emma Brown, her eyes were as black as the coal in the ground. All the hearts she won, she couldn't love just one, stop herself from running round. Pretty dark-hearted Emma Brown.
It's a studio band, but it was a great band, and they really got a good groove going along with that song. We're going to hear from Dale Ann Bradley a little bit later in the program. We had a jam session on last Sunday at Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, and Tom Ingram came to that. And one of the tunes he loves to play on fiddle is one that I used to play with my wife Colleen, is one from Kenny Baker called Doc Harris the Fisherman, which is a tune he wrote dedicated to a good friend of his, Doc Harris, who was a great mentor of fiddle players, but also a keen fisherman. And Kenny wrote this tune. It's a lovely tune. It's written in G minor at the first part of it, and then it reverts to G major for the second part, and it's a fun tune to play. Kenny put it out on an album called A Baker's Dozen Country Fiddle Tunes, and
came out in 1971. Kenny Baker was playing fiddle, Sam Bush on mandolin, John Kaporakis on guitar, Butch Robbins on banjo, and Ebo Walker from the Bluegrass Alliance on the double bass. And Doc Harris the Fisherman is a great tune, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoyed listening to it. I enjoyed playing it too, but it's great fun to listen to Kenny Baker playing it. Here it goes. That Kenny did a fade ending on. I haven't heard him play it for a while. It's a great tune. We did a fun job on it at Back Porch Bluegrass last Sunday. It's just such a good tune to play. Doc Harris the Fisherman. Kenny and Amanda Smith, wonderful players, husband and wife duo, both play guitars. And this is from the album Always Never Enough. And their band is Amanda on rhythm guitar and vocals, Kenny Smith on lead guitar and vocals. You probably know him from the Lonesome River Band. Alan Bartram on bass and vocals, Steve Huber on banjos, he who makes the Huber banjo, fine banjo, Jason Robertson on mandolin, and it's got some lovely tracks. This is one of the CDs that I've got a little black dot beside every song because I've already played every song on this radio show sometime in the last 12 years, and they're very playable songs. And I've chosen one, Our Last Goodbye. It's not going to be Our Last Goodbye, but it's a Stanley Brothers song written by Carter Stanley, and Kenny and Amanda do a pretty good job of this song. Let's listen to their version of it.
No other, though you're gone. going far away. Will you ever think, my darling, of our last goodbye today?
A little bit different from the Stanley Brothers version of the song, but makes a great bluegrass song. Of course it does. It came from the Stanley Brothers. I hope you're enjoying Black Porch Bluegrass. I'm enjoying our new studio, except the desk is fairly high and I have to get used to the different height. I'm used to leaning over the control panel and now I'm looking at it from about a 45 degree angle. So everything feels slightly different, but you get used to that. And the music still comes out the same. They've still got the CD players in here and they've still got the record player in here. And it's got a sign saying on air when I'm on air and all that sort of thing. So it's a great studio and I'm sure I'll get very used to it. Let's hear from Bill Emerson and Sweet Dixie now. Great band. He always puts together excellent bands and I love the way Bill plays banjo. This is a great song. It's one called Grandpa Emery's Banjo. It was written by Pete Goebel. I don't know if Grandpa Emery was a real person or if he just used a name to fit into the song and based it on a real person, but I suspect that's a story. Bill Emerson's playing banjo. Tom Adams is playing guitar and doing the lead vocal. Terry Chisholm is playing bass and doing the harmony vocal. And Wayne Lanham is playing mandolin and doing some harmony in there as well. And they tell the story of Grandpa Emery's banjo. I wonder if my kids are going to write a song about Papa Paul's banjo. Well, that'd be interesting. Anyway, here's Grandpa Emery's banjo.
I grew up in the hills of West Virginia, where music was a part of mountain air. The neighbors all would gather in the evening while Grandpa picked and sang away their cares. You could hear him in the evening up on Foggy Mountain Top. In the morning he would play old Mountain Dew. In the winter he would sing about those cold Virginia nights. And sometime he would sit and sing the blues. can still remember how he loved his music and his songs. While sitting on the front porch of his cabin, he'd pick and sing for those who came along.
You could hear him in the evening up on Foggy Mountain Top. In the morning he would play old Mountain Dew.
In the winter he would sing about those cold Virginia nights.
And sometime he would sit and sing the blues.
Left me his old banjo, a treasure that I'm leaving to my son. If the band in heaven has a banjo picker, my grandpa Henry has to be the one.
You could hear him in the evening up on Foggy Mountain Top. In the morning he would play old Mountain Dew.
In the winter he would sing about those cold Virginia nights.
And sometime he would sit and sing the blues.
I still hear him in the evening up on Foggy Mountain Top.
Great song. It's got lots of licks in there that gives Bill Emerson a chance to demonstrate his prowess on the banjo, didn't it? It's a great song. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trendwith, working from our new studio at Free FM 89.0, Independent Community Media. That's one thing that's disappeared, the signboard with all the information on it, and I can't see that from where I'm sitting now, so I'll have to guess at what it said. Anyway, this program comes to you from Free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand, and it's been part of the music scene here for about 12, 13 years I've been doing this program, and I hope many of you have been with me for a good part of that way, and I really appreciate you tuning in. I've been involved in bluegrass music since the mid-1960s, and I still love the music, and I accumulated lots of CDs and lots of LPs, and I enjoy the opportunity to share them with my friends, which are all you people out there listening to the show. The show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you're in Hamilton, New Zealand, and you need anything to do with music, Shearer's Music Works are the place to go. They've got new instruments from top level Martin guitars right through to entry level guitars, ukuleles, banjos, mandolins, violins, ukuleles by the thousand, keyboards, drums, and you can buy all the accessories you need, strings and picks and music stands and straps and books on how to play and books of songs that you suggest what you can play. All sorts of things from the beginner musician to the experienced musician. Shearers can provide it, and they got lots of advice for you too. All the people working in the shop are experienced musicians, and they give really good advice. I'm very pleased that Shearers are sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. And make sure you mention Back Porch Bluegrass when you go in and buy something. What else shall I say? I think we'll do another song from Billy Strings now, and I'll give him the courtesy of introducing a song. This is a song called The Wandering Boy, and the band that he's got playing with him, as I said, is some the boys from Del McCoury's band, Mike Bubb on bass, Rob McCoury on banjo, Ronnie McCoury on mandolin. They've got Billy and his dad both playing guitars, and Michael Cleveland on fiddle, and Jason Carter did a little bit of fiddle somewhere along the line. There's a few extra vocalists here and there. Once again, I've chosen another classic bluegrass song that he would have done with his dad, and this is one called The Wandering Boy, Billy Strings and his dad.
When boy of my tenderest care. The boy that was once full of life, the child of my tenderest care. Once he was pure as morning dew, as he knelt at his mother's knees. No faith was so bright, no heart more true, and none was so sweet as he. Where is my boy tonight? Oh, where is my boy tonight? My heart overflows. I love him, he knows. Oh, where is my boy tonight? But bring him to me with all your life, and tell him I love him still. Where is my boy tonight? Oh, where is my boy tonight? My heart.
That, of course, was Billy's dad singing, and they were doing that real old-time song, Wandering Boy, Where Is My Boy Tonight? It's interesting that he's singing that, and his son was probably sitting just over from him playing guitar. But they're the things you think about when you're listening to songs like that and understanding the situation. Billy Strings from the album Me and Dad that I bought when I went to the Billy Strings concert in Auckland just this last week. Very adventurous of me. The highlight really was going up with three of my sons, Mike from Wellington, Sam and Tim from Hamilton, and my grandson Tyler. We all went up in Tim's ute and had a great evening, had a bit of dinner before we went into the concert, and then came out and talked going back in the ute. It was just great. Wonderful to be able to do that with your sons and your grandsons, to go and see a bluegrass concert. Tell you, a highlight. What are you going to do? Chris Henry and the Hardcore Grass. I went to one of the mountain grass festivals over in Victoria, Australia a few years ago. Chris Henry and the Hardcore Grass were the feature band, and they were a fun band. And Chris Henry is very polished as a presenter of bluegrass music, and great Munro-style mandolin player, and he had a good band with him. And I'll just make sure I get the names of the band right here. Whereabouts are they written? Mike Garris on guitar and vocals. He was great. Karina Logston on fiddle. That's where I first heard her music, and I loved her fiddle playing, loved her smile, and that's how we got into High Fidelity, the band. It was really good. And Beth Lawrence on bass and vocals. And they were a good band and really had a fun time at the Mountain Grass Festival. They have them every year in November, and there's always good music there and interesting guests. And we're going to hear two songs from Chris Henry. We're going to hear My Colorado Sweetheart, which he co-wrote with Peter Rowan, and then When the World Changes. And I'm not sure who wrote that one. I think Chris just wrote When the World Changes by himself. And this is Chris Henry and the Hardcore Grass.
She's my Colorado sweetheart on the Rocky Mountainside, and I know she'll never love no one but me. I will be Denver bound when the snow's falling down around my Colorado sweetheart and me. Eyes are blue, I think of you in the morning. Oh, when so far away I know I hear your call. Now I know what I must do. I'll be coming home to you where the Colorado mountains are so tall. She's my Colorado sweetheart on the Rocky Mountainside, and I know she'll never love no one but me. Bound when the snow is falling down around my Colorado sweetheart and me. On her hand, a golden band I will deliver. She's the only one for me, now this I know. Round the cedar and the pine, my true love I will find in a cabin where the ground is white with snow. She's my Colorado sweetheart on the Rocky Mountainside, and I know she'll never love no one but me. I will be Denver bound when the snow is falling down around my Colorado sweetheart and me. I never thought she'd go away and leave me crying every day. But that's what happens when the world changes, and it'll never be the same. So when I'm sitting in the moonlight, I'll be thinking of you all night. And I know it won't be alright if you're not here with me. So what on earth am I to do now that you found somebody new now? I'll just cry the days away, and it'll never be the same. I never thought you'd go away and leave me crying every day. But that's what happens when the world changes, and it'll never be the same. All I do is dream of you, yeah, wishing you would love me true, dear. And the only thing I do fear is that I won't get past blue.
when the moon is high above me. I hope someday I will your love be, and that you'll be dreaming of me, and I'll mean the world to you. I never thought you'd go away and leave me crying every day, but that's what happens when the world changes, and it'll never be the same. Yes, that's what happens when the world changes, and it'll never be the same.
That was Chris Henry and the Hardcore Grass, and that was the sort of music that we heard at the Mountain Grass Festival. It's on again this year. There'll be some great musicians there, and I'm sure you'd have fun if you went to that. Well, I've bought an LP along to play in the new studio because they put a record player in, I think mostly for me, because I'm probably one of the few shows that still play records in as part of my program. In fact, they still had to put the CD players in. I haven't succumbed to doing everything on MP3s and that sort of thing at this point in time. And I don't really intend to, because I just like presenting the program from the music that I've got on my albums. And this is one that I was given by a friend in Australia. Steve Lyne gave me this. It's on Rimrock Records, Red Smiley and the Bluegrass Cut-Ups. Those of you who've listened to the show will know that Don Reno and Red Smiley were a big influence on my early bluegrass music. I love their approach, particularly their singing and their choice of songs. And when Red Smiley retired from the road for health reasons, he still played with a band and took some of the band with him. And I think the musicians on this album are Tater Tate on fiddle, Billy Edwards on banjo. He replaced Don Reno, of course. Don Reno went off and played with his sons and did some great music there. John Palmer on bass, Gene Burrows on mandolin, and Red Smiley's just got a nice voice. And this is one called 18 of Their Most Requested Gospel Songs. Boy, that's a lot of requests for gospel music. And I've just picked out a track, The Old Village Church on the Hill. And this is Red Smiley in about 1966, played on an old LP. Hope you're going to enjoy it. It sounds like this. Some pretty short songs in those days, but that was Red Smiley and the Bluegrass Cut-Up singing about the old village church on the hill. Hope you enjoyed a little bit of old-time bluegrass like that. I'd like to say a big thank you to all the people tuning in on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand. This show is picked up by half a dozen or more Access Radio stations and played at different times of the day and night. Thank you very much for listening to on radio there. Likewise, it's played on half a dozen stations in Canada as well, because New Zealand and Canada sort of swap several programs, and my program is part of it. So hi to all you people listening on radio in Canada, and those people listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio and Southern oh, I've got to get it right, Southern Branch, that's right, Bluegrass and Gospel Show in the USA. Thanks very much for tuning on the radio. Lots of people listen on podcast. I really appreciate that. There's lots of downloads every month, and I know that I get to accompany you on your walks somewhere and on your travels in your car and that sort of thing. I'm delighted to be part of that. Hope you enjoy my offerings from my deep shelves of bluegrass music. And talking about deep shelves of bluegrass music, going to play something from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We did lots of live recordings, and there was one called Live at the Wynyard Tavern that came out on a LP, of course, and you were allowed about 16 tracks. That was all you had time for. And then the engineer, John Raffel, who produced that album, was looking at the tape, and he said, there's a whole bunch of good music on here. We ought to put this out. So the album was reissued with all the tracks on it from the concert, and it was called The Tavern Revisited. The Wynyard Tavern was the name of the place that we played. And as well as reissuing all the tracks on from the Tavern concert, he found one other track that we'd done, and it was just sort of by itself in his filing system, and it was the Hamilton County Bluegrass version of the Beatles' Ticket to Ride, and he wanted to put that on the album, and I thought that was a great idea. So this is the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in 1970 doing the Beatles song Ticket to Ride. Dave Calder on mandolin, Alan Rhodes on guitar, Lindsay Bodoni on bass, and they do the vocals, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, and I get to play banjo. And this was recorded live at a concert somewhere, and it sounds like this.
This song shows what would have happened if either the Beatles had been born in the Appalachian Mountains or if bluegrass music had grown up around Liverpool.
It's today, yeah. The girl that's driving me mad is going away, yeah. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care. Woo-hoo. She says that living with me is bringing her down. She would never be free while I was around. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care. Woo-hoo. Don't know why she's riding so high. She got a pink ride, she got a new ride by me. Before she gets to saying goodbye, she's got a link ride, she's got a new ride by me. She says living with me is bringing her down. She would never be free while I was around. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care. I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today, yeah. Driving me mad is going away, yeah. She's got a ticket to ride.
She's got a ticket to ride.
She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care. Don't know why she's riding so high. Jumping God, she got a new ride by me. Before she gets to saying goodbye. Jumping God, she got a new ride by me.
She says living with me is bringing her down.
She would never be free while I was around.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride.
She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care. My baby don't care. My baby don't care. My baby don't care.
Well, that's probably the last time that's going to be played on here. It's been hiding in the archives for years and years and years, and I can understand why it was hiding. We had a lot of fun when we performed on stage, and as you can hear, there are a few antics involved, and I was picking really fast and not making sense of anything, really. But the guys did a pretty good job of singing it. That was Ticket to Ride by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, based on the Beatles song. Barnesville Country Music Club always has a great program on the second Friday of the month at the Rotary Community Hall there in Canada Street. Great program, and sometimes I get to play in the band. I'm playing in the band there this coming August meeting on the second Friday of August, and one of the songs I have to play is a Dale Ann Bradley song. One of our singers has chosen to do the song Wheel in the Sky. And I've been presented with the song, and I have to learn the banjo part for it. So I thought I'd play it on the show. And if you come along to the concert at Morrinsville, it only costs a few bucks. It's well worth everything you pay. It's a great concert. And you might hear me play this. I'm not sure I'll get it as well as Dale Ann Bradley's band. Ended, but here she is doing Wheel in the Sky.
Here tomorrow.
It's going to be an interesting song to learn in C minor, that is, and it sounds a little bit different. Well, thank you very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. We're getting near the end of the show now. I'm delighted to do a program from our new studio. There's a few things I have to learn about still, but we're going to take it out with a banjo tune called The Maple Leaf Rag. This is featuring Johnny Wisnant on the banjo, and the tune sounds like this. See you again next time. Bye.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.